This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
We are not on a timetable. You can take as long as you want to try to figure some shit out. Ask questions. This is kind of... Or you guys could just abandon the shit and keep exploring. Like, it's just up to you.
Let's shoot more things.
Yeah.
Which sword in the carving looks like the Ephraim's razor that I have?
All of the entities, with the exception of the main crowned one, so the quote-unquote monstrous entities. So it's not exactly depicted in this, but if you can picture all kind of the creatures that are rushing towards like this very stoic and ordered vanguard, they are all carrying variations of Ephraim's razor.
But the main guy, who maybe looks like someone I would wave to, is holding a different weapon.
See the dude in the middle with the sword? Okay.
Yeah.
That dude looks like he's holding an Ephraim's razor.
Oh, in the vanguard.
In the vanguard. Now, see the horned guy that looks like maybe somebody you would... See the horned guy with the snake tongue kind of right here? So this dude right here... This dude is holding an Ephraim's razor.
Okay.
Everybody else in these lines right here are not.
Even the other guys in that vanguard are holding different swords that
different
is not
swords
Ephraim's razor.
That is not Ephraim's razor.
Thank you.
All of these monstery creatures all out here... I need you to assume that they're all carrying Ephraim's razors. All of these.
I like hold Ephraim's razor up to the mirror. I'm doing like one of these, like,
Yeah.
And like pointing at it and like, guys.
And this horned motherfucker right here. He's got the biggest Ephraim's razor of them all.
Oh, even he has an Ephraim's razor.
Yes.
Do I know, based on my super desire to get that Ephraim's razor, because there were are multiple of these weapons, but they all look the same.
31 in total.
I don't know that one of them is the Big Papa razor.
There are 31 in total. You are aware that there are 31 in total.
Does this seem to be depicting any sort of battle that I would have learned about in, like, schooling or something like that?
Do you have a history? Do you have, like, a knowledge history check?
Yeah?
Okay, let's make a knowledge history check, then.
Let's find out. Nope.
What's a dice roll?
5.
No.
I would also like to make this roll.
By all means.
Given my background. How's the 13?
It's better than 5.
It's much better than 5. No. I'm going to say... No, you don't know anything about this. There's a lot of thoughts of history going through your head. And history is often a two-sided coin. And depending on who's telling the story, can very easily be the lens in which the story is projected through. So I will, with for a 13, I will give you that.
Okay.
Okay.
What about religious iconography?
Sure. Roll. There is
what,
some.
What can we roll that you will tell us what this means?
I'm not. I'm not going to give you the whole story. It's just like so you guys can like abandon it and wander off and you know figure stuff out as you go. But there are little bits and pieces that are kind of in this. So I don't want to like leave it until you guys feel like you fully explored it to your character's content.
Sorry, I interrupted Maddie's question about religious iconography.
No, there's definitely some religious iconography in this. The main entity holding the Ephraim's Razor at the head of the Vanguard. Let's see. So you said.
Let's call him Jesus.
We'll call that guy Jesus.
We'll call him Jesus.
Might as well. If you wish to call that one Jesus, you may.
This is always what the knowledge roles and us asking questions want to get to. We're looking for the charts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want the charts.
Yeah, while Emmerich is thinking about this, Silent is going to take out her folio, I guess she has, which is just assorted papers, and start doing like rubbings of this mural in certain spots.
Like, she brought her Filofax with her. Yeah.
She's got all of her story stuff. So I want to get like the big guy in the middle and then the guy with the Kopesh in the center and just get impressions of each thing.
There is a rose, a thorned rose that is on the robes of the main Vanguard, but you are not, you are weirdly unaware to a degree that's startling of a deity who uses a thorn rose as their holy symbol. It would be as if you were looking at the sky and there was a space where stars were missing.
Or a giant oscillating thing of gods where there's one missing from one side.
That could very accurately be a summation as well.
Kind of the same feeling.
Very much the same feeling.
Super random question. I'm going to stare at my Ephraim's Razor and be like, is there anything that I might think is unique about my razor?
Make
and
a perception then check.
25.
Seriously?
Yeah, 25.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
Motherfucker, tell me what my sword does.
So you're looking at the razor and
staring
you're,
at it.
You're seeing it. You're looking at it. And you're fucking at it.
You're staring at it.
Give me your secret.
No, that's really cool, man. This is actually a big deal moment in game. I'm always really happy when an Ephraim's Razor presents.
Ella just stumbles upon it.
Yeah, of course. In the perfect Ella sense. She just fucking stumbles upon some nonsense.
She's like, ooh, shiny.
As she's staring at the blade, she realizes that what's being reflected on the blade's surface is not what the image looks like.
Magic mirror.
She also realizes that what she has chosen her fur to look like for the day is not what her fur actually looks like. But she's seeing her true visage in the reflection of the blade.
Oh, so like she made herself blonde today, but she's back to being a black kitty.
In the reflection.
Okay, I hold Ephraim's Razor up to the image, and I'm like, what is different?
So as you're holding the blade up in front of you, you can
this actually is like highlights, find the five differences between the two.
Well, you can see through the blade itself.
I can see through it?
Yeah. So as you hold the blade up, you can look through it as if it was a lens. And it gives you true sight.
Like a Viewmaster.
For all intents and purposes, things are about to get a little weird, but yes. So what she sees is... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I instantly stop looking at the mural and look around at my compatriots and see if anyone's fucking lying to me.
So the small little demonic baby creature...
Uh-huh.
That's a fucking demon. Like 100%, it's a little toddler demon. It does not seem to have any kind of... It just looks more demonic than its outward appearance is. But it's like... It doesn't look evil. It looks very content. But yeah, that's no shit. Like, that's a fucking real no shit demon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in its infancy, but that's what it is. It's a little baby demon.
But everyone else is... I'm like really looking at Violet because I just met her.
Yeah, she looks exactly as she appears. Her the constellations on her face are really beautiful. As you look at them through the lens, like they're breathtaking is the right word. It's like looking at stars. Like she has been touched by a deity.
Violet, you're so pretty.
And Garglin's hammer.
Garglin, you're also so pretty.
Garglin's hammer. That. When you look at Garglin's hammer, it's like staring into the fucking heart of the abyss.
Well, no, maybe not. So
it is fucking terrifying.
Garglin, like, you have some issues, man.
Like Garglin seems fine, but his hammer, no shit, seems like he's carrying like the pit of hell with him.
That's a lot, man.
Come to Garglin, man.
Okay, now I look back at the mural and see what's different.
So as you're looking at the mural, and you're looking at it, what you're perceiving is that the entities that are standing in the vanguard, mm-hmm. they all seem to be, it's almost like a hybrid of Elven and Snake.
Okay.
Sort of like a viper meets elf kind of entity. They have like a little bit of elongated neck. They have the kind of the pointed ears, but they're very flat against the head. Very long features, kind of scales. The Ephraim's razor that the one at the head of the vanguard is holding is legitimate, but the rest of the entities that are rushing towards them, you don't see them as monsters, but you see them as different races from Maya. You see dwarves, you see gnomes, you see elves, the minotaur. There's a troll leading the fucking charge. You just see these some dark elves, some dark dwarves. There's a fucking drow in the mix.
So just people. They just look like people.
They look like this. The sentient races of Maya are represented. And it looks as if the sentient races of Maya, and there's 30 of them, and you're kind of looking at it, and you're like, oh shit, wait, there's exactly 30 of these monsters, all armed with Ephraim's razors, are rushing this elvish snake-like group of very aristocratic looking beings with these like kind of rose looking adornments on their robes in front of this giant city of the dead.
Lizard people. Can I hold up? I'm gonna just be like, oh my god, and then I'm gonna like hold up Ephraim's razor in front of Emric to mm-hmm. see if he can see through it as well, or if it only works on me because it's my razor.
It gives Emric a headache if he uses his emerald eye, but if he uses his real eye, and you wish him to see it?
I wish him to see it.
Then he can see it.
Interesting.
I know. I never knew my sword could do that. It's a really cool sword. Does the rose on the main vanguard guy's robe change? Or does it suddenly like look more like something I would recognize, or still nothing?
It's darker, but because it's all carved on like sandstone, there's not much that you could do to project like color or tonality. The reason that you know the troll is kind of a reddish color is because legitimately there's no way to depict that entity without him being a reddish golden colored troll. It's part of his deal.
Wait, which one's the troll?
The main horned one.
The main horned one. Is it? Does he now look? Does he now look like someone I would wave to?
Oh, it's a fucking 100%. Yeah, it's hands.
Cool.
That is hands bar. 100%.
There's a cat folk in the one of these 30.
Yes, but it isn't you. It's a male cat folk.
hashtag feminism coming up.
So when we get back, we definitely will have some questions.
Yes.
So I was doing the chalk rubbing of some of the figures. Does that look like what it looks like to me, or does it look like the vision through the sword?
It looks like what it looks like to you.
Okay. What if I look at the chalk rubbing through the sword?
It looks like what it looks like through the sword.
Oh, whoa. The sword is so cool! I'm just gonna walk around with the sword for my fire.
Perhaps that's not the best idea, but...
The Ephraim's Razors, brief aside for the listeners at home and just for you guys because it's fun to talk about, the Ephraim's Razors took me the longest to figure out exactly how their magic works for each one of them because it's like so much layered bullshit, but they're so much fucking fun when they do what they're supposed to do, and each one's different. Each one has a power of its own, and Matty almost got himself killed with one of them, which was fucking hilarious.
Only one
did
of them.
You, random question. Did you know that this was the one you were going to give me, or did you like roll random?
This is the one that was in the city. That, remember when I gave you the list when you were building your character and it was like, these are the items?
what do you want to steal?
Yeah, what do you want to steal? Yeah. This was in game zero, sort of. This was the razor that was present, and this was the ability that razor had. It's a cool fucking ability.
Can I tell by looking through my sword at the mural, do any of the people who are holding the razors, do any of them appear to be druids? Can I tell that based on appearance?
No, not based on appearance. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, is this back when druids were still chilling?
This would definitely be when druids were still chilling. And there are some entities who are in kind of a more nature-based kind of clothing and stuff. So... you can make whatever summation you wish, but, you know, I don't know if you could necessarily say you could tell a class by looking at this.
Yeah. Do any of the, other than hands, do any of the creatures look familiar?
The male cat folk.
Do they look like me?
Sort of. Yeah.
That is fascinating. I'm so happy I figured out. Because that sword was shit at hitting things, so...
Yeah. The razors do a lot more than hit shit.
Interesting.
Sometimes they turn into bright-ass flashlights.
Can I tell... can I tell if this is what my sword does? Or does it maybe have, like, other powers as well that I haven't figured out yet?
You have a pretty strong inclination that this is the tip of the iceberg.
Can I cast Detect Magic on the razor and see if it tells... Because it tells me the school of magic, right?
The schools of magic, yes. Do you want to take the time to cast Detect Magic?
You know she does.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Okay, I want to know what the rest of the party is doing while this lunatic is...
Oh, yeah, man.
Sword. No, I'm down. Like, this is... I love info dump games. They're my favorite. So, like, what are you guys doing while she's just fucking around with her sword?
Same thing we always do. Wait, patient.
Wait. I'm the worst.
Steve, I fucking love you, man.
I'm kind of... going between, like, checking on her and, like, poring over little details in the mural.
Yeah.
Silence.
It's just one standard action.
Figures. And...
It's 6 seconds. That's all it takes me.
Okay. This sword contains the following schools of magic.
Oh, wait. Where'd my pencil go? Come back, pencil. Where'd my pencil go?
Like we're all do, just sitting here fucking waiting for Vanessa.
New pencil. Shut the fuck up. Okay, tell me.
Come at me. Okay, so it has abjuration.
Uh-huh.
Conjuration.
Uh-huh.
Divination.
Uh-huh.
Enchantment.
Yes.
Evocation.
Mm-hmm.
Illusion.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh.
Necromancy.
Jesus Christ. Why did I never do this? I've been holding this whole sword since fucking zero session.
And transmutation.
So all of them.
Hey, Hulk, gonna sit here and make us all listen to all the schools of magic.
Yeah, pretty much. Which one is the being able to look through and have true sight? Is that divination? What is that?
That particular ability, it isn't true sight. It is like true sight. I would not do not label it as true sight. Like, you can say, I want to use the true sight ability from the sword, and I'll know what you're talking about. But that is granted through the divination school.
Okay.
And there is an ability for each of those each of the schools of magic on that blade. And no, your detect magic will not tell you what those abilities are.
No, I know. That's the divination is the air quotes true sight.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not actual true sight.
If you have it on my notes, it's called boundless vision. It literally gives you the ability to see things for what they actually are, 100% what they actually are. Like, no bullshit, no GM fucking with you, no obfuscation, no. But that isn't necessarily a good thing, because sometimes stuff has illusions to keep you from going mad when you look at it. So sometimes you would have to make will saves if you were looking at particular things through the blade, because some shit you can't unsee kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, just as a warning.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You can look into the abyss and see what's there. That's kind of what I'm telling you, but...
Yeah, it's like I don't want to stare at Garglin's hammer too long.
Yeah, you really get... You feel like that would really fuck with your head if you...
Interesting. Okay, well, I tell the rest of the group that the elf guy, that the Vanguarder actually seemed to be the bad guys. They're like weird lizard people.
More snake and lizard.
Got it.
Yeah. Kind of a key descriptor there. More viper.
Like the snakes that we were seeing depicted earlier in this call?
Yes.
Well, that was fun, guys. Does someone else want to play now?
If we're down here looking at this wall.
Oh, yeah. If you're down there looking at the wall, you can see down this hallway.
It's more statues.
There's a hallway going west.
I look down the hallway with my sword.
It looks like a hallway.
Okay. I wondered if my sword could see traps.
Oh, no, it can't. Well, yes and no, it can't. We'll get to that.
All right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
What the fuck is that? I am going to check this hallway for traps.
Okay.
32.
It does not appear to be trapped.
I feel emboldened. No, I don't. I almost had my ass handed to me. I move away from the... Stop fucking clicking away. I move away from the hallway and let someone else walk first.
Are we going down this hallway?
I mean, it is either that or we go into the giant city thing.
You guys want to jump down that cliff back there?
I mean, isn't it better to make sure we've seen everything here?
That's true.
What if we don't have to go that way?
We could always jump down that cliff afterwards.
Yes, we can jump off the cliff anytime we want to.
Let's see if there's a much easier path down that way.
I'm going to say this again. Hundreds and hundreds of feet down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, to our deaths, we understand.
Okay,
cool. Yeah. Let's see if there's a much easier than having a path down this way.
By all means, jump off the cliff.
I have a cloak of wasps. I'm sure I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Crowd of Queens, everybody.
Join us next week with all new characters.
Silent, like, hefts the little toddler back into her arms because she had to set him down to take those rubbings. And then
I'm going to, like, tell Silent, like, you know it is totally a demon, right?
Oh, no, yeah. He's... Okay. The little on fire dude.
Yes.
Of course he's a demon.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
It's a cute demon, though.
I'm not, like, being a demonist or anything. I'm just saying it is a demon.
A little bit like you are.
I turn to my friend and I'm like, are you, like, an actual demon?
And it's just like...
See, there you go.
It's definitely a demon.
Are you, like, a bad demon? Sounds good to me. Story checks out.
She has this sword for, like, 5 minutes, and she's just going around judging all of us.
Oh, yeah, man. To be fair, I was judging all of you before I had this sword.
That's true.
Before I knew the sword was cool.
Now she can just verify all of her things.
When she gives you side eye, it's real side eye.
Yeah. I always knew I was better, but now I like know it now.
It's so fucked up. All right. So Silent gets down here.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks around. And it's just a large kind of empty room. It's still made with the sandstone walls. But there's there's like a hewn stone wall against the south wall and two large stone doors.
I follow Silent into the room.
Oh, we should have checked for traps in this room.
Yes, I would like to check the door for traps.
Okay.
And see if it's locked and all that good stuff. 32.
They do not appear to be trapped or locked. There's not even a locking mechanism on them. They just have handles. They are large stone doors. Very little adornment. There are some kind of scalloping on the edges and depictions of roses.
And are the doors made of stone, did you say?
Yes, the doors are made of stone.
Are this the same roses that were on the snake people's robes?
The difference in artistry would lead you to believe that a rose is a rose. So it would be kind of hard to tell if it was like the same. In the fact that it's got a bloom and a stem and some thorns, that's about all you can take away from it.
I look at the door with my sword.
It appears exactly the same as you perceive it.
Okay, I back away from the door.
Okay. It's awesome.
I don't want everything now. I'm going to check it for traps and look at it with my sword.
Your paranoia is going to go through the roof.
You guys want to open this door?
I yes. mean, it is either that or we go cliff diving, so...
I mean, we could open this door and then go cliff diving. It's fine.
It is true. That is always an option.
You said there are no handles on the door?
No, there's handles. There's no locking mechanism.
Handles, no locking mechanisms. Okay. I will... pull the door.
And the door opens to a large stone hallway.
I look at Ella and wait for her to give it her assessment.
All right, I look down the new stone hallway and check it for traps.
Okay, roll the dice.
34.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Looks good to me. I mean, I feel like we're going down out of game. I feel like we're going down this hallway, right? Because it's either that or we play Lemmings off that fucking cliff over there.
It's a valid strategy.
All right, cool.
Let me go down the hallway.
Let me reset.
We can go back and fight that fireman again.
Yeah, because I'm sure you really want to do that.
Yeah.
Especially after that ass whooping we just got.
Yeah.
I will ask, as we're walking into this new room, if he has a name he would like me to use.
And
if
it
they have a name, I...
it goes.
Cool.
His name is
Does anyone have comprehend speech or anything? Can anyone talk to demons?
Comprehend languages does not work in Maya, because I'm sure people at home will be like, "Well, see here." Comprehend languages in Maya do not work on Infernal, Abyssal, Celestial.
I was like, I have speak that with animals, but he's not an animal.
That was my next question: Is it Infernal?
Yeah, it's speaking Infernal.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Okay, it's a baby, and it's just making chattering noises.
If that's what you thought.
Yeah, it sounds like what I'm... it probably sounds cooler than the noises I'm making. It does not have the ability to form coherent sentences yet.
Okay. So I just shrugged my shoulders like I didn't understand it,
I'll just call you... Pyre. P-Y-R-E.
And it just nods and goes back to sleep.
Okay.
And with you starting recording and picking this up again, I would take a second and say, so we have another player who is also here and has been here every fucking game and that's my girl Sid, and she is amazing. And there's kind of this GoFundMe thing happening right now, and if you guys have the time, oh valued listener, you know, not hitting a Taco Bell or not grabbing a comic book or, you know, not maybe going to the movies or something, I would consider it a deep personal favor if you helped out my girl Sid. She got some health shit happening, and every little bit can help. And for reals, we're a family here at OMG. So if you got the chance to give, always check the OMG Twitters. We'll make sure we put a link there. I try to make sure there's a link there every other day, if not every day. And we're gonna get our girl Sid the help she needs the best we can. And we're really grateful for all you listeners who have helped. Just kind of want to put that out there.
That's so nice. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. We're family. You know that shit.
I know. And Sid is my little family. And I don't know what I want to do without her. So.
Yeah. So we're going to get her. We're going to do the best we fucking can to make sure she's good. Until the wheels fall off. That's how we roll here at OMG. And on that note, let me get back to horribly murdering you all in really creative and fun ways.
Yeah,
like a family.
Hey, so, now that we just talked about my dying cat, can we not kill my cat character? That'd be awesome. Thanks, man.
That's the next GoFundMe.
Hey, fuck you guys. I like Sydney. I don't give a shit about the rest of you.
I know. I'm like, it's fine. I roll up and take care. If one of the cats has to die, let's let it be Ella.
Yeah, let's let it be Ella. All right,
no
cool.
One likes her anyway. She's the worst.
Ella is the worst. All right, so you guys, the doors open and the place smells. It smells stale. It doesn't smell funky like decay. It doesn't smell rotten like there's some sort of pestilence or something going on. It just smells like old air. Like it's just old, quiet, silent, still air. And you know, it's hollow, and you just feel like you're occupying a space that hasn't been occupied in a very long time.
And this has the same weird cobblestone that was continuing from the rooms
yes.
that we were just in, which we've not seen anywhere else.
Which you have not seen anywhere else.
Okay.
And the walls are hewn stone, like brick, but it's very uniform, and it doesn't seem like obsessively uniform, like somebody with like a crazy mathematical mind put it together for a very like intentional reason, but it does seem like there was a lot of precision involved with this place. Maybe not decorative, but the hand that built it was sure. Like the craftsmen that put this place together were very precise in action and deed. So you kind of get the feeling, I don't want to say clinical, but it is, and definitely not mechanical, but it is definitely very orderly. You get that kind of, yeah, methodical. You get that kind of vibe here. You know, it's that kind of deal.
So not like artistic, like
right, yeah, there's not very much artsy going on here,
like with purpose,
but yes, purpose is definitely a purposely driven thing.
It's a purpose driven life.
It's a purpose driven life. So and as you walk down into like you walk down this hallway, and this hallway is 15 foot wide, and the ceiling is probably about 20 foot tall, so it's quite a large kind of antechamber hallway. And you get down the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30 about 35 foot long hallway. It opens into an even larger room, about 35 by 40 feet, with a small hallway going south and a 10-foot wide hallway going to the east, breaking off to the east. But there doesn't seem to be any like adornment on the walls. There doesn't seem to be like a lot of heavy decoration.
I'm going to move, like come further south into the room and sidle up to this east wall and see if I can look down this easternly, the larger hallway.
Okay.
Hey, looky, look. What do I see? Okay, so besides Goteka, what do I see down this hallway?
There is a small hallway leading north and a small hallway leading south. In this little T section, kind of intersection.
Can I hear anything? Like,
no.
Is there any noise other than our echoey footsteps in the
it is space strange, area? Silent. Strangely silent.
Me too.
I'm gonna turn back to the group and be like, "There's more rooms this way. Which way do you want to go first?"
So, what's down that south hallway?
And she sees what looks like a rug. Huh. A large rug down a 30-foot-ish hallway.
There's a rug over there.
Is it the magic rug?
Traveled further for less.
Is it the flying carpet?
I don't know. It's just on the ground.
It's not flying then.
I could get closer and see. I can poke it with a stick.
Do that.
Laugh at flying carpets.
Mm. All right, I'm following Silent down the hallway.
Okay.
Silent goes to investigate the probably not magic carpet.
All right, you get a peek around that corner.
Yeah.
Okay, as you peek around that corner.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
Oh, that can't be good.
You see a large room. It's probably 25 foot wide by, let's see, at least 100 feet, if not more, long. It's got an arched ceiling. There's two large rugs in it. About 40 foot long by 15 foot wide, red, slightly stained and embroidered rugs with kind of hand knotted gold filigree around the edges. There's a large fountain, 15 foot fountain in the center between these two large rugs. And then lining the walls of this room are corpses, skeletal corpses. All of them in, really, really bad states of decay. Looks like a pike was put through their ribcage and out their collarbone. And all of them are wearing these kind of necklaces that have a paddle of stone hanging from them. And what languages does Silent speak?
Common and celestial only.
Okay, then she cannot read the runic script that is written vertically down these paddles. And that is just what she sees from a cursory glance.
She does an about face and bumps into Ella.
Like, what is in there?
I don't think we want to go that way. A lot of dead things.
I'm gonna walk and peek my head.
All right, and that is what Ella sees.
Can I tell what race the corpses were before they were corpsified?
No, they're skeletal. They've been in bad state of decay. What languages does Ella speak or read?
She speaks Catfolk, Common, Draconic, Gith, Druidic, and Sylvan.
In Sylvan. Or a broken form of Sylvan. You can see what's written on the paddles. I am going to send it to you in a whisper.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Paying off.
You got a lot of languages.
I got more languages when I became a druid.
And this is what is carved on the stone tablets around these necks.
Mm-hmm. That is clean. Is the room clean? Like, is there any dust? Does it seem like people have been in this room recently?
It seems like there's no ventilation, so there would be no way for dust to get in this place.
It's hermetically sealed.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Interesting. I'm going to turn around and go back to the group.
Okay.
And be like, I'm just going to tell them, like, there is a room and it is full of corpses along the walls. And they are all like, they were like prisoners or something who were put there for defiance. I don't know what is in there, but there's a lot of dead things, which we just fought a lot of dead things.
Mm-hmm. This would seem like a silly question anywhere else, but are they moving dead things?
They did not seem to move, but...
Wait, sorry.
They won't move.
I just realized you asked a question that I didn't answer. You said if you could tell what race they were.
Yes.
They are of a gnomish or dwarven descent.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All of them are of a gnomish or dwarven descent.
I tell Gargoyne. There's a bunch of dead gnomes and dwarves in there.
I look aghast. As aghast as Gargoyne ever is. And I'll come down and I'll peek myself around the corner.
Anton, does Emperor mean anything to me?
No, it's literally that is what's written on the tablet.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was like a... Every city has an emperor, or like...
No, in fact, emperor is a very antiquated term. There hasn't been an emperor, really, other than in, like, really, really old Helic. You know, because emperor is... People don't even really use, like, king. It's normally, like, lord of something. Or, like, duke of something, or earl of something. Magistrate. Guild rule is kind of the normal way that things are run, unless it's like a war band or something, and then it's like warlord. So for someone to declare themselves the emperor of something, that's like a big fucking old school title. That would be like if somebody ran New York and called themselves the Pharaoh of New York and was able to control all of New York. You know, it's that sort of connotation in Maya. Like, emperor isn't a term that gets thrown around.
And can I tell how long the gnomes and dwarves have been dead?
Knowledge, nature, or healing? Or medical, maybe?
Okay, hold on. Knowledge, that's K. Knowledge, nature? That's what I'm rolling?
Yeah, that'd probably be the best bet.
All right, knowledge, nature. 7. That shit's dead.
A while. That's about the answer.
I'm pretty sure it's dead.
I am going to assume you aren't walking into the room.
No, I'm gonna poke my kind of way, like, between the wall and Graziella, just to look and see what she's on about.
Okay, the robes. Do you have any crafting skill? You have crafting, right? You're a fucking smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, so throw me any kind of smith knowledges that you would like to use. These are deep dwellers. So the robes look as if they were possibly the priestly vestments of either the Drugar or the Snerfleblin. Yeah, but, so yeah, these are, Gargoyne will recognize the robes as being deep gnome and deep dwarf.
Would I have any idea what they'd be doing here? Like, is this the, are they a regular thing still, or have they not?
No, Snurfeblin are fucking, like, super fucking rare. And deep dwarves tend to be, like, northern region. You know, like, Teeth of the World, Yarek Mountain, more like Arctic region. You'll find them in the, like, the, you know, the undermount, underspaces, in that kind of area. Finding them in a desert, arid place, it kind of defies normal explanation. Finding a shit ton of them dead, and this is clearly some sort of, like, sacrifice slash ritual killing slash murder spasm that has happened here. Because, you know, this is not traditionally how deep dwellers would kill themselves. Like, the you know, this is not... They didn't do this to themselves. That's what I'm telling you. Somebody killed these fuckers.
Right. I'll kind of say out loud, mostly to myself and to anybody else who can hear me, I guess, this ain't right.
No, I know. I'm telling you, they were all killed and, like, left there. It's like a message.
Well, no, that part I understand. It's the fact that they're here at all. These races don't belong in this area.
If they did, there would have had to have been some sort of, like, ancient migration. Because, yeah, the bodies are old. The craftsmanship is old. The patina on the metal is thousands of years. They've been here for a very long time. Also, what language does Garland read / speak?
Let me check, because I don't remember. Well, it doesn't come up very often.
That's true.
Let me consult my Roll 20 character sheet.
I speak common and dwarven. I'm a clever, clever chap.
Yeah, so no idea what the funny writing is on the paddles around the neck.
From behind Ella and Garglin, can Emmerich get around? Well, I guess they can just come through and step into the room.
Okay.
Here we go.
As you step on the red rug.
What language does Emmerich speak?
I know Helic, Elven, Infernal, and Orc.
Yeah, it's Elven. It's old Elven, but it's Elven. And it says, I defied the Emperor. Is what's written on the paddles hanging around their necks.
This is going to be kind of a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any blood left from these creatures?
Nope.
That is a weird question.
You're gross.
I have more abilities that I've yet to show off.
I know. They're like thousands of years dead, though, yes?
They are.
Maybe there's some juicy bone marrow in there. You want to crack it open.
Perception check. How much blood do you need?
Like, a drop.
There might be enough, like, iron staining in the rug that you may be able to pull something off. What are you attempting?
It's a fun little spell I took called Blood Biography.
Mm-hmm.
You learn the answer to a specific set of questions about a creature so long as you have access to at least one drop of its blood. Cast a spell on the blood of the living or dead, but living or undead creatures are entitled to a saving throw. Cast the blood. Once cast, the spell answers the following four questions. Appear on any flat surface you designate. Who are you? What are you? How was your blood shed? When was your blood shed?
Okay. You fuck around with the carpet enough, I will say that you can get enough blood that you could theoretically ask a question.
You're like fucking spraying the room with luminol, hitting you with a black light.
You said four questions?
Let me double check. Once you cast the spell, the answer to the following four questions appears on any flat surface you designate.
Okay. What are the four questions?
Who are you? The name by which the creature is most commonly known.
Okay. No, give me all four questions.
Oh. What are you? Gender, race, profession, role. Uh-huh. How was your bloodshed? Brief outline of the events that caused its wounds to the best of the victim's knowledge.
Uh-huh.
When was your bloodshed?
I will give you answers to two of those questions. Due to the age of the blood. You may pick which two you get the answers to.
Oh man, it's an episode of Tough Decisions for Mr. Maddie.
And no, you may not, before you think about it, you son of a bitch. You may not, and I love Matthew's mother. She was like a mother to me. You may not then try to find more blood for the next body.
Well, and, yeah, it's and this
ask
is
two
like
more questions.
No, you, this is like a high level spell, and it's actually my last one of the day. So
I was gonna say you get two fucking questions.
Yeah.
Pick the two questions and I will let you do it. And remember it's me that you're asking. Okay?
I know. That's why I'm like poring over these questions.
Alright.
Because it's like, well, how was the bloodshed? We know how the blood was shed, but it's a brief outline of the events, which could be useful if I get that much information.
I will give you the full information for the question asked.
Who are you could also be a good one. And I think when is also a good question. So, I mean, I think one of the biggest questions we have right now is when was the blood shed?
Okay.
I have a piece of parchment paper that I am touching the blood and touching the paper, and it's showing up on the paper.
So the question is, how many people see?
Oh yeah, can we read it?
That's what I'm saying. In line of sight. No, I don't need Matt to answer this question. Matt, shut up.
Oh, okay.
How many other PCs are in line of sight of Matthew, of Emric, as Emric is holding up this paper?
Technically, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all kind of standing on top of each other right now. I mean, Silent is a little further back, but the three of us are clustered for sure.
Okay, then I need you all to make Wilson saves.
We have got to stop bunching up.
No. And Emric, I need you to make a will save, and yours is going to be a hell of a lot harder than everybody else's.
Do I have to as well?
I think you're far enough away that the writing is too small and you can't discern it.
That's a natural 20.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to let you know right now, you don't lose a level.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Lose a level.
Yeah, you don't lose a level.
That could have been bad.
I'm glad we all rolled pretty high.
Gargman rolled pretty well, and Ella rolled pretty well.
Yeah, 17 and an 18. It's not bad.
Okay. Here's the next question. Is it a verbal component? When you ask the question, do you ask it out loud?
This is where...
Is it up for my interpretation?
I believe it is because then it does not specify.
Cool.
Okay.
It's a verbal component. So he asks when.
Yeah, verbal, semantic, and focus.
And the numbers that appear on the page explain that they died now. But that doesn't make sense because you guys are in the age of Maya that you believe you're in. So essentially what this piece of paper has just revealed is that there's a missing age of Maya. There's a missing 10,000 years of the history of Maya.
So it says a number.
And well, you don't see that. You're far enough away.
Yeah.
Anything. Garglin pukes. Ella pukes.
That's typical.
Emric falls down and goes into convulsions.
Sounds like, holy shit, what the fuck happened? Are you guys okay? What the... She moves over. over to Gargoyne as the closest one.
Motherfucker, you ask the questions, you'll get answers. You just pay the consequences.
I'm gonna go ahead and finish this off. If that's
Yeah, go for it.
No, I'm gonna savor that because
an age of Maya is 1,000 years or 10,000.
10,000 years.
Okay.
And now you may roll your d6.
My d6?
Yep, roll your d6.
4.
Alright, that would be... Hold on 1 second.
Eddie, I don't know what you have wrought upon us.
A whole heap of some shit.
It's normally my job to get us in the shit.
I mean, I knew this was a possibility when I gave him the emerald eye. I knew it was a possibility.
That he would get us all murdered?
Well, it's less murdered and more, there's a lot happening and both parties are, all three parties are unveiling what's going on. Okay, cool. So, roll a d4. You feel a lot more intelligent now.
Oh!
All right.
That would take your intelligence score from 14 to a 17.
I was so nervous for you.
A permanent boost.
Whoa.
There are now 25 mysteries left to be solved in my game.
But can you hear me?
Yentl and cats combined.
Just need some Five Goes West now.
Oh, cats in America.
It just seems to be kind of a large space area. Large space area? What the fuck? That was a fucking lame ass description. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, edit it out.
I'm gonna move
space.
Towards.
Yeah, Jim, edit out space area.
No, definitely don't. I'm gonna move towards the large space area.
Okay.
And take a little glancy glance around and see if there's. Can I check this room for traps?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Like to check the large space area for traps. 31 on the space area.
The space area does not appear to be trapped.
Do you remember when we had a bathroom bench? That was episodes ago.
I do remember that.
It's like a bathroom bench.
There's a bathroom bench.
So what was it? Toilet?
Fucking A.
That's a bathroom chair, Maddie.
It's a bathroom chair, Maddie. Not a bathroom bench. Fucking bathroom bench. What the fuck is wrong with me? So many things. That's the answer. So much is wrong with my dumb ass.
Okay, so for my 31 check of the space area.
Yeah. The space area that does not appear to be trapped.
Okay. There's a... Is that going to have a Koopa?
Oopa Oopa! It is Gotek of Oopa.
Why is he always
is now following you?
He's like the paparazzi. He's always there.
The creepiest like notification I ever got from my phone.
Gotek of Oopa is following you.
Yeah, it went up on Twitter.
Just so you know, Gotek of Oopa is on Twitter. You can find him.
Gotek.
And allow him to follow you. You don't follow him.
Yeah, don't follow him. He follows you.
Is it Goteka underscore Fupa? Or...
It is Goteka underscore Fupa.
Yeah.
And Goteka Fupa tweets often, so...
I'm pretty sure if you look up Goteka, not a lot is going to...
Yeah, nobody else pops up but Goteka Fupa.
But we can make that happen, people.
Yeah, Goteka Fupa, man. Go find him.
Yeah, let's get him trending on Twitter.
I like that that's an in-joke from the live thing that we did.
From when we were goblins.
And it just kind of happened.
One shot.
I have your canoe!
And fucking Goteka Fupa has now made an appearance in every game since that happened.
He's infested.
He's Goteka Fupa. He's like Old Magic Gaming's mascot at this point.
Yeah, he showed up in Ravenloft too.
He shows up in Ravenloft every game. Every game we run, there is Goteka Fupa at some point. That's Deep Gnomes for those people at home who don't pronounce it correctly. It is Snerfeblin. That is how we pronounce it. Thank you.
How do wrong people pronounce it?
Man, I was listening to a Dritz book on audio tape, and somebody called them Svernebly, and I was like, nah, that's not how you say that. It's also Menzo Berenzen, and I don't give a shit what the rest of you want to call it. It's called Menzo Berenzen. It does not exist in Maya, but if it did, that's how we would pronounce that as well.
I don't even know what that is.
Menzo, you don't know what Menzo Berenzen is?
Is it a god?
Oh, girl, I will teach you about the Dark Elf City and Loth and all sorts of craziness.
I never got deep into the like actual architecture of the drow. But
you get deep into the like Underdark. Loth. It's funny. Yeah. That was a good pun. Even if it wasn't intentional.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.